Center interior design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also, remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230 or toll-free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Well, hi. Welcome to Home Sweet Home again on Wednesday. We're really happy to have you out there in the audience. We've got a lot of new listeners. I've been getting emails and phone calls, and I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm glad you're enjoying the show and having fun with it. We do have one guest today. We have Lori from Got It Covered, and she's going to come on in a few minutes. But hello, Lori.
Hi, girls.
Hi,
how are
Lori.
Hi. Nice to have you back, Lori.
Thank you.
And Linda, of course, our co-host is here today. Hello, Linda.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's a good day when Linda's around. Okay, so what I wanted to talk... You know, I saw something very interesting on TV the other night, and I want to talk about it a little bit. I saw, which I had never seen before, the recording of the opening night at Smith Center, which took place on September 21st, 2012.
Really?
I had never seen that. Had you seen
no,
it?
No,
no. See it?
No.
Okay. It was fabulous.
Really?
It was absolutely fabulous. And the nice part is, I want to tell the listeners out there, is you can go to shoppbs.org and buy the DVD if you want it, so you could see it or save it, whatever. They're great for, you know, when I have holiday parties, I always play a great DVD, like the Tony Bennett concert or Barbra Streisand.
Oh, good idea.
Or, you know, because it keeps people entertained, you know, after they eat and get drunk. You know how that works.
No, other than dignitaries and speeches, what kind of music did they have?
Oh, it wasn't anything like it. It was all music.
Oh,
and,
good. Oh,
it
good.
Was just, who's the Doogie Howser guy? What's his name? Sean Patrick something? That guy was the host.
Oh.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, good.
Neil Patrick Harris. I'm sorry if you're out there and listening to me, Neil Patrick Harris. I'm really sorry. Yeah. He played the MC, Doogie Howser. Anyways, back at the ranch, they had a few wonderful performances by Jennifer Hudson that blew my socks off. That girl can rock, man. She is amazing. I've always loved her from day one. But they had a trio of Merle Haggard, Emmy Lou Harris, and Willie Nelson together. It was rocking. You got to get this DVD.
Okay.
It's only like 20 bucks. The other thing they had was a trio of Carole King, Emmy Lou Harris, and Jennifer Hudson.
Beautiful.
Rocking. I'm telling you, girls. You would have loved
Carole
it.
Carole King is so talented.
I feel the earth.
Yep.
She did that one.
Yep.
Love that song. And they did Friends. She did Friends. It was September 21st, 2012. So I saw Oscar and Carolyn Goodman in the audience and, you know, a few stars and stuff. But, my God, what a beautiful night.
How neat. And you first saw it on PBS.
Yeah, PBS. So shoppbs.org. Just want to talk about a couple things coming up at Smith Center. Tomorrow night, Burt Bacharach.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
You know what, Sundance, Butch Cassidy, wrote all the music.
Everything.
For that. Oh, he wrote some.
He'll be
music.
playing piano and singing, right?
Yeah, probably. And then Chick Corea, 329.
I'm going to go there.
Jazz great Chick Corea, who has won 16 Grammys, which is amazing. I was Googling him this morning. And then Jackie Ivanko on 413-13, and she's that beautiful little girl that sings opera like she's 45 years old.
Oh, okay.
Fabulous.
Oh, she's amazing. David Foster and she are very close, and he pretty much produces her. And, you know, I don't know if he's doing it now, but he did at a certain point. And Oh my God, the way the kids
sing. I have
sing.
One of her CDs. She's fabulous.
You do?
Yes.
She's so
wonderful.
Beautiful. She's a beautiful she's child, too. She just is so cute to look at.
She must have an ear that doesn't stop.
She doesn't. I mean, can you imagine all that talent? Mm-mm. You know what I kind of feel about that talent? You girls tell me if I'm wrong. I think that somebody great passes away that sings like that, and then the voice goes back into somebody else.
Well,
I did
have that feeling when I realized that's who it was, because the first person I thought of was Pavarotti.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably great singer. But
where does that come from?
Recently on PBS, who's the blind guy? Beautiful.
Oh, Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli. Every single concert he's ever done in his life has been primo. And this last one was on PBS. So beautiful. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. Please.
I saw it too.
With his
wonderful.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Wonderful. He's beautiful.
So
I love
sweet.
His voice. I saw Pavarotti sixth row center before he passed away.
Oh, where were you?
I cried through the whole thing.
I've done that before. I believe you did.
Yeah. Nessun Dorma. I lost mm-hmm. it totally. And the lawyer that defended Sandy Murphy and Rick uh-huh. Tabish was mm-hmm. sitting next to me. And he goes, oh, please stop crying. You're breaking my heart. I can't stand it.
I have done that
so
myself.
Happy.
I've done that myself.
No, it was just to see him in person. You know how, like, you see these people on TV all the time? You go, oh, they're great. Yeah. And then you're standing, you know, or sitting a few feet away from them, and you're
it's
like,
overwhelming.
My God.
Their talent
I'm really
is
here,
overwhelming.
You know? And you just don't know how to act. We came out. My cousin had rented a limousine for us because she bought us the ticket. And we come out, and guess who's getting in the limo in front of us and cracking jokes at us like crazy? John Rickles.
Oh.
He's so crazy. It was a fun night, though.
That's
we
fantastic.
We drank champagne in the limo. It was nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really
well, when I couldn't stop crying, and I thought I was so silly, but I went to a Stephen Grappelli concert, and every single song, I was just crying.
Isn't that sad? I mean, it's beautiful and sad at the same time, because mm-hmm. you're so happy to see them mm-hmm. that, you know, you act crazy. But
that's how music touches you.
I know. Goes
it's
right
amazing.
Through you.
Do
when
you
it's
ever
really
cry
good?
At concerts, okay. Lori?
Good. There you go, Lori. What yeah. makes you cry?
Opera music makes me
opera.
Cry.
Oh.
The CD that I've got, that makes me cry because she's just amazing.
I know. She is amazing.
They're happy tears.
Yes. Anyway, so Lori's going to talk today. She's from Got It Covered. She's one of our sponsors on the show. And I really love her because when I ask her to do something, to sew something, she gets it right away. She knows exactly what I want. And I really, really like that. That's hard to get that relationship with someone so easily. But she does really pretty work. And she's got something to say about slip covers. And Lori, people can come to your website, right? And you'll tell them what that is, and then you could send them photos of some of your work if they want to see
there's
it, right?
There's work on my website.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, so they can look, right?
Yeah, there's a gallery there, and you just push gallery and then go to slipcovers, and you can see all the slipcovers that we do.
Okay, what's your website again?
It's www.gotitcoverednv.com.
Okay, so people know where to go. You're also a link on our page now because we got to put up there for you. So it should be there by tonight, hopefully, or by mm-hmm. today.
Facebook.
Yes, Facebook link. And also our Home Sweet Home radio show. So hopefully I'm working on all that stuff. We're going to have a lot of cross-referencing in the future because our station is very well known. And they do a lot of advertising.
Lotus Broadcasting.
Lotus Broadcasting. That's our mother company. So they are very aggressive in their advertising. So we're really happy about that because it gets the word out there, you know. So it's a good thing. Lori, talk to us about slipcovers today.
Slipcovers. Well, Got It Covered does a lot of slipcovers. Most of the slipcovers that we do are made out of the canvassy pre-washed fabric so that they don't shrink once you have them made, which is a big problem with a lot of slipcovers that people buy. I always end up remaking them for them because they can't get them back on the piece of furniture after they wash and dry them. Anyhow, the fabric comes in about 30 different colors, and as I said, it comes pre-washed from the factory so you don't have to worry about it shrinking. We also do a lot of slip covers in the microfiber that I talked about last time I was here, which is 100% polyester. It holds its color wonderfully. and it comes out of the dryer like nothing was ever done to it. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we slip cover just about anything. Recently, I did a slip cover to match the decor of somebody's house for their dog crate.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet.
It was really cute. It was a very cute idea. It was in a bedroom. She used the two dog crates as night tables. And then we did we covered the dog crates. Instead of putting tablecloths over them, we did covers that matched her bedding.
So is it like a little tent and they just go through and have a safari under there?
Yes, yes. How? She's got Tibetan terriers. It was
that's
a really cute idea.
Cute.
That's
where
they sleep.
A cute idea.
So sweet.
They got lamps on top of them. I mean, it's their nightstands.
So sweet.
So she's got her
very
honeys
creative.
Next to her. Yeah, that's very creative. Yeah, my sister crates too. Maybe she needs some tented slip covers for her.
I'm telling you, it changes that ugly crate into something, you know, part of
wonderful.
Your home.
Yeah, I know. They really do look goofy. I like when people cover their little sofas or beds for their dogs in the same fabric as their house.
Yeah, absolutely. It's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah, we do dog beds too to match the decor.
It's great. It's great. They look really nice, right?
Yeah. Slip covers, people love them. When summer comes, they can change the look of their furniture to lighten up the room a little bit. And like I said, most of the slip covers that we do are totally washable. I put really long zippers on everything, on all the cushion covers, so that it's very easy to take the insert in and out.
Mm-hmm. So they last a long time, too.
They last a really long time.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing. Yeah. I've got customers from 10 years ago that still have the same slip covers, white slip covers, and they bleach them.
Uh-huh.
And their kids were like 2 when I made them, and they're 12 now, and they were in their family room. And they're still holding up.
And the nice part is it doesn't trash your furniture. Like if you do have kids or pets, it's nice because, you know, you could take them off and keep them out of the room, of course. Take the slipcover. But
then somebody says, where did you get that beautiful new couch? Oh, I've had it for 10 years.
Yeah. Because it's been covered.
Because it's been covered. Wait for the kids to grow up. I'm doing a slipcover for that project, that woman that you and I are working on her house together for, Marilyn.
Yes.
And she's got a bunch of cats who scratch up her furniture.
Yeah.
And for her slip cover, she's got brand new furniture. We just took the wrapping off so we could put the slip cover on it. And on the sides where the cats scratch, we doubled up the fabric.
Okay.
So now the cats, the cats are still going to rip it up, but at least there's another piece of fabric underneath.
It's another layer.
It's another layer of protection.
Yeah.
That was the first for me, doubling it up. We doubled it up on the sides and in the front.
Wow.
It's rough. I know. With pets.
I mean, I put it on. Those cats were on it already.
I know. It's really hard.
How many?
Animals.
A lot.
We both said it at the same time.
That's funny.
I don't know. She named them all, but I can only remember like
she
a couple
loves
of them.
Those cats, yes.
They're really beautiful animals, but she really, you know, these are her babies. I get it.
A lot of them are feral.
Yeah.
A lot of them live outside.
Yeah.
She's got a few that live inside. And
we're kind of like that with our dogs. Dogs. Yes. 4 dogs. How many now?
One.
And me one now.
I foster, though. I foster dogs all the time.
Oh, do you?
Because I work with Heaven Can Wait Animal Society.
Oh, that's right. So I have 4 big outdoor dogs.
They stay outside all the time?
Yeah, but they have a big dog house with an air conditioner in it.
Oh, okay. There you go. What kind of dogs are they?
The dad dog is now 15, and he is a Texas Wolfhound, and he looks like a big, fluffy white German Shepherd with a wolf tail and wolf nose. And then his 3 pups just turned 10 this month. And the mother was such a mix that they all look different. They look like
amazing.
Different families.
Wow.
4 big ones. So I have to,
Ten's
I can only.
Not that old for a dog anymore.
I know I know it.
No, 10's the new 7.
10's the new 7.
Oh,
yeah, like
that's
50's,
so cool.
What is 50's the new 40? 60's
the new
30.
I love it.
50's the new 30.
Oh,
And smoke is the new white. No.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about slip covers last week. Did you listen to us?
No, I didn't.
We were talking about, we saw one photo we saw was 4 beautiful big overstuffed chairs, but with the white slip, beige white slip covers.
It's on our Facebook
page. People love those the white slip covers.
Yeah. And they put them on this huge ottoman in the middle. Yeah. They put a slip cover on that, too.
Yes, yeah. Slip cover everything.
Why not?
Yeah. I do motorhomes.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's neat.
Do everything.
Yeah, everything.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What I like is sometimes how we get really, really creative with dining room chairs. Like, Laura, you can tell them about that one slipcover you just did with the buttons down the back.
Oh, yeah. And that's
so
that's
cute.
That's
like
my
a dress.
Website. It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's on my website. It's a white slipcover, and down the back there's a box pleat and about four big 50-cent size buttons going down the back.
It's adorable.
And a little short skirt. The short skirt is really cute.
Yeah, they're very sexy.
A dress.
I did some for a woman. They were just little seat covers. I mean, all we did was the seat part that you sit on. I did some for you that way, too.
They're adorable.
But hers, instead of putting a fabric skirt on them that matched, we used a sheer fabric and sheared it going all the way around.
Dreamy.
It was so cute. I mean, you know, it was a woman that lived by herself, and the big bows tying them on.
Mm-hmm.
They were so cute.
It's
very
like a party
feminine.
Dress on a chair, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because you can use sheers in that real that shiny sheer too, which is really pretty. Did you ever see that one? That
I love it.
For weddings, you know, on the chairs.
What is that?
Organza.
It's
beautiful.
Yes,
organza.
Some of them are shimmery, like they have. It looks like they have crystals in them almost.
Wow.
You know, it looks like little crystals in the fabrics. It's
they
not,
get so
but
many beautiful shears out.
Aren't
now.
They beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And if you
gorgeous.
Use the right sheer on those slip covers, that's all washable too. If you get a polyester sheer.
Right.
I wouldn't wash it if it had little rhinestones.
No. Maybe you could
hand wash it.
Yeah, very gently, and then let it air dry or something.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very gently. I just washed a sweater this morning that I have that's a little kind of little cardigan with, you know, one side is all little beads and crystals. You know, if you even when you send them to the dry cleaner, sometimes they come back with missing parts, and then the sweater's no good anymore. You have to figure out how to fix it. So now I just hand wash them with Woolite, and then I block them on a towel on
perfect.
Top of the washer. And
that's what I do.
Yeah, they come out pretty good. I mean, there's all different ways of doing it.
And then I put, if I have a very delicate sweater, mm-hmm. and I don't want to wrinkle it up or mess it up at all, and mm-hmm. it needs to be cleaned, first I find out, can you actually wash it?
Right.
But if I put water on it, I'll lay it gently in the bathtub, fill up the water a little bit, little by little, with a little bit of suds.
Yeah,
let it soak there,
squish
drain
it around.
It.
Yeah,
you can rinse
mm-hmm.
it off. It
works.
It's
it
nice
works.
To take care of your clothes that
it
way.
It is. Well, they last a lot longer. Did I tell you that a few weeks ago that I finally figured out not to put detergent in the dark clothes? It only took me 60 years. Well,
wow.
I've been doing laundry 60
how
years.
How do you wash your clothes then?
No, I put the Woolite with the dark clothes inside the machine because
it takes the color out.
Well, the regular soap suds like Tide or something takes the color out.
I always turn mine inside out to wash them.
That's a good idea too. But I'm telling you, girls, since I'm using the Woolite, it works 100% better.
The only time I find that it'll take color out is if it's like
black
denim or
I got a lot of
black T-shirts.
Yeah, I got a ton of black.
I know, and the black fades, and then you have to throw it away. So that's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's a great tip.
Don't use it anymore. Just follow the directions on there for a full wash load, and then
okay.
Don't they have
a
special Woolite for dark colors too now?
I think so, but I just bought the regular one, and it worked great. So I'll look for that if they have one. I mean, I'll buy it next time I'm out of it. But I'm really glad I started to do that, Lori. I want to just mention some of the other things that you do too, like. Tell everybody what else you do. We know you do slipcovers well, but you do everything, draperies.
Yes,
and
draperies, every type of window treatment we do. Bedspreads are a big project of ours.
Right.
We do headboards. We make beautiful headboards.
Gorgeous headboards.
And
gorgeous.
Upholstery, and we build furniture.
Mm-hmm.
We build custom furniture.
Beautiful stuff.
What type of drapes are trending now?
Grommeted?
Yeah, the grommeted ones.
Big silver holes, and then you put the rod through.
I love that.
Or big, brass.
That can look casual or
mm-hmm.
modern.
You can
or
dress
dressy.
It up with the right finial.
Okay.
You know, the finial's the round part
mm-hmm.
at the end of the rod.
Okay.
But you could, if you buy like crystal finials or, some of them are gorgeous, right?
Yeah, Robert Allen's
Allen
line of finials.
Gorgeous finials.
Yeah, really
they look like jewelry.
Yes.
Some of them are like stone colors like ruby or, whatever.
Really?
They're just absolutely beautiful. And, if you want to see any of those, you can call Lori. She's got the line, too.
Oh,
have you seen the Brymar line, yes, the ultra, the real ultra modern with the tortoise shell on the
I
end.
I love them.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
There's Paris, Texas Hardware does a beautiful job too. Yep. Some of them are just fabulous, you know. They really are. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
Today?
Nope.
Okay. So we'll see you in a few weeks again and you'll have a new subject.
Yes, we'll talk about bedding with bling.
What
we can do with beads and rhinestones.
Oh,
it's
great.
Thing.
It's all
a big
right.
Thing right now, yes, everything is about bling. That's okay. It's pretty.
Yeah, it is. It's
exciting.
Fun.
Okay, so we're going to say goodbye to Lori and take
Thank
a break.
Thank you so much
great,
for having
great
me.
Great to
Thanks,
talk
Lori.
With you today.
It's fun to have you on the show. Okay, so that's Lori with Got It Covered. Don't forget. And she's one of our sponsors. And we are taking a break from Home Sweet Home with Linda and Leslie. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, making memorable moments in your home. Here again is your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana. And we just want to give you a little bit of information so you can follow us on Facebook right now. And we're at Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com. Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com. And if you hit photos, you'll see all the things we're talking about. So it's just like you're right in front of us. We also have a call-in number locally for you in Las Vegas. It's 731-1230 if you want to ask a question. And if you're out of town today, it's 866-820-5528. If you go to KLAV1230AM.com, you can listen live on your computer while you work. KLAV1230AM.com, which is what a lot of our listeners do. Mm-hmm. They listen while they work. Even if it's in an office, they have it on low and they're listening. So thanks, you guys out there. One of the photos, or a couple of the photos we posted on Facebook today were from Oprah Magazine, April 2013, and there's a green dress that was posted that is unbelievably beautiful. It's got a ruffle going down the leg and a big belt, and it's a very beautiful summer dress that you could wear to, you know, walk around the pool. You can wear it to a beautiful evening event in the summer, a concert or whatever. It's really, really sexy. And she's got a gorgeous pair of strappy sandals on with it. And it's a sleeveless dress. She just looks amazing. And that emerald green, right? It's a Kelly, but it's not quite
this
an emerald.
This green reminds me of jungle green, like either you're in Hawaii or in a jungle area. That's how
beautiful.
It's very bright, vibrant, mm-hmm. and it just goes with a lot of different skin colors, too.
Doesn't it?
Now, describe her belt, and then tell me what kind of belt you might change it to change up the look.
Well, I mean, you could go completely like a thick gold one if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be beautiful. But the belt she has on is kind of neutral, right? It's more like a bony kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But snakeskin.
Snakeskin, which is pretty. I mean, it's kind of asymmetrical.
Mm-hmm. And very wide.
And very wide. So this dress calls for a wide belt. Mm-hmm. But I could see a really interesting gold belt with it, and then maybe a gold sandal or something.
Right.
That could be pretty.
When I dress, I would make the belt and the sandals match, probably.
I like that better.
I like that. Yeah. But being a wide belt on this type of a dress, slightly loose, but clingy material, it gives you almost an ampere
feel to it,
and it's just beautiful.
Isn't
I love it?
It. Now, the next dress that we have posted on Facebook is a white, it looks kind of like a sundress, but the back of it is stunning. It's all cut out, and it's so pretty, and she's got gold shoes on with it. I probably would have worn bone with it, but maybe she's going out for the evening in
mm-hmm.
this particular situation,
mm-hmm.
and besides, the gold shoes match the brass on the chair, so the photographer knew what he was doing that they showed you.
Yeah, the shoes are by Sergio Rossi.
They're beautiful.
And there's more information, you know, when you look at your magazines, there's always a shop guide.
Right.
But this dress is a Robert Rodriguez, and it's gorgeous.
Isn't it pretty?
It's a $600 dress, so I would wear high-end pumps with it, too.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
But very fitted at the waist, very mm-hmm. summery, but sophisticated and could be for night.
Very clean look.
Clean line, you're right.
And you could put a beautiful bracelet with that also.
Oh, yes, I would.
Beautiful gold bracelet, and that would look very, very wonderful. So we found this article out there. It was in the Good Housekeeping edition of April 2013, and it says how to host a clothing swap. So here's what you do. You get a bunch of your girlfriends together, and you get organized, and you put belts in one place and shoes in another place, and try to size them if you can. Before everybody gets there, try to have them put little sticky notes on the belts and shoes and purses, whatever. Purses don't need a size, but shoes and belts will. And you can do jewelry. You can do tops, pants, shorts, slacks, dresses, whatever, workout wear. You know, sometimes something old to you is new to someone else. So
I think it could be so much fun.
It really
so
could
much
be a lot
fun.
Of fun. So why not, you know, host a party like that and have everybody bring one dish,
mm-hmm.
You know, and bring your own bottle of wine or soda, whatever you're drinking, water. And you could have a really fun night doing this and kind of swap ideas and fashion ideas while you're doing it.
Try them on. Now,
so
sweaters would work because they could be tight-fitting or baggy.
Yep.
Belts would work. That would be right. perfect. Shoes would be a little different because shoes are one size.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't fit all. But jewelry, oh, that would be so much
fun. And I have a lot of lingerie, like night, you know, the top, the, what do you call those? The ones that come right above your knee. And
baby doll?
Yeah, well, kind of, but they're a little longer than that, but right above your knee. But they're like nightgowns, mm-hmm. but short ones.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of those that I'm just sick of looking at. I mean, they still are in great shape. I bought good ones like Soma. And Victoria's Secret things like that. But I'm just tired of...
Silk, most of them are.
Well, silk or something that feels like silk, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice.
A lot of them. Well, so, silk these days is so different than it used to be. It doesn't hardly wrinkle or anything.
Mm-hmm. They're so pretty.
Well, when are we going to do it?
Yeah, that's after this... let's talk about Baby's Bounty event.
After the June 1st thing.
Yeah,
but
we have that
what
Bounty
about
event.
If you're doing a clothing swap party?
Mm-hmm.
How do you actually exchange? You just say... I'll give you this belt that you really love if you'll give me that ring. Is that how you do it?
I guess. I mean, I guess you could read the article. It's you know, look it up on where was it? You know, we'll read it.
Oh, Good Housekeeping.
Good Housekeeping, April 2013.
April. It's this coming upcoming.
Yeah. And it's page 28, 29.
Okay.
It's very current. 28 and 29. So you can kind of get an idea, and maybe you could make your own rules up, like. You know, if you
exactly.
You know, if you take one item, you have to give one item or whatever. You know what I mean? You could kind of do it that way if you want. But once you make the swap, it should be a permanent swap, not like, you know, somebody else could steal it from you. Just make the permanent swap for something, and that's it. You keep it.
Here's one mention. I just found it. To be sure your party doesn't turn into a free-for-all, let guests know that they can take home only the same number of items they brought.
There you go.
Then swap away.
Yeah, there you go. So if you brought 10 items, then you can only take 10
home.
Right. So we count them. Like a pair of shoes is one.
Okay.
A pair of shoes is another. You know, that kind
that's
of thing.
Easy.
A pair of earrings is one.
That's easy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
quite easy.
I think that sounds like a thing we should do.
I think we should.
Because we know enough beautiful girls to get them at a party
with
like
closets full
with closets
of stuff.
Full of stuff they don't want.
I'm telling you, I do too.
Yeah, why not?
I've saved so many dresses and
me
things
too.
That I just don't wear anymore.
And I have a girlfriend your size, Harriet. She's real
Harriet,
small
yes.
too. And there's a few girls that are mm-hmm. about your size, but you know we're all different sizes. But we'll invite all different size women, so we'll be able to. Switcheroony, right?
Right. And the belts, for example, those and the jewelry. That would be
so
fun.
Easy.
Costume
so
jewelry.
Yeah, costume you know? Jewelry. I'm sure we have stuff in our closets that we haven't worn in 5 years or
believe me,
know.
Longer.
Yeah, longer. Because we girls just collect this stuff like nobody's business.
All right. Baby's Bounty?
Yes, let me talk about Baby's Bounty. If you go to babiesbounty.org, that's one of the charities we support. You will see that they're having a tea in April. So go to babiesbounty.org. I wish you'd buy a ticket because I already bought mine and I'm starting a table and I have a couple of ladies already. Also, on June 1st at my home, we are having another Baby's Bounty party. And this one is with music as well. Linda's playing at the April one, and I don't know if she'll play
at the
June
tea.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the tea.
At the tea.
She might play a little for us in June, but I do have a piano that plays itself.
Mm-hmm.
We're
I cheating. Saw that.
We're cheating a little. But, we're going to do a June 1st one for Baby's Bounty, too. So I'll post that on the Facebook page, tell you about it. But go to babiesbounty.org for this April event, and it's at English's Quintessentially British, which is a restaurant in Town Square down by the... what hotel is that? All the way down Las Vegas Boulevard South, right? It's near...
Oh, South Point.
Yeah, it's near the South Point. Before the South Point, actually, but on the
Well, everybody
down.
Knows where Town Square is.
Yeah, Town Square is like right near the airport where the planes come in.
Exactly, right. That just south of Sunset.
Right. It's a big mall. You can't miss it, really. It's, you know, just Google it and you'll see where it is. I also found something else before we go to another break. A little article about Kevin Bacon in February 2013, Good Housekeeping, and it says, "What makes my marriage so strong?" And he's married to Kira Sedgwick, the actress.
Right.
And here's what he says about what makes his marriage strong. I still want to make my wife proud of the person I am, father, husband, actor, musician. That was his first
That's
thing.
Sweet.
He said, we argue in a way that that we can walk away from and don't cause damage that's irreparable.
Okay, that took a lot of practice.
Yeah. Well, you know what people do when they argue, which I've learned not to do as I'm getting older. You know, we all make mistakes when we're young and in a relationship. But I think if you bring up the past, it really doesn't help your argument. Because what you should, if you're going to have a disagreement, it should be about what's going on right now.
And that's a good point.
Right. And if you say you always do this, uh-huh, or you never do that, it's kind of like derogatory. And that means like, mm-hmm, you know, you're putting the other person down.
Any counselor will tell you, yeah, don't be accusatory, and
right,
don't say you always or never do,
yeah,
something.
It's terrible to do that. Linda, do you want to read the next one?
Sure.
Three.
Being with Kira is so natural for me. It's the easiest aspect of my life. I know that I don't need a beach or room service to be happy.
That's cute. How about number four?
We do date night, which I've heard this works very well.
Mm.
It's having the apartment to ourselves. We lock the door, fool around, make dinner, watch a movie.
And you do need a date night because parents get very caught up in their children. And a lot of them let their children in their private
areas,
the bedroom and in the, you know, sitting room where they relax. And then they're not relaxed anymore because they have kids there. And I'm not saying you shouldn't love your kids and want them around all the time. But there are times when you have to, you know, close the door or get a little sitter to watch them a few hours and go have a nice cocktail together or dinner and then come back and have your little time for each other. It's very, very important.
That's great. Right? And I think their children are older.
Yeah, children are older now. But mm-hmm, I think young parents have to learn to do that if they can. Because if they can find someone they can count on to babysit a few hours one night a week, it really does help you bond, you know. And, you know, my parents pretty much went on vacations alone most of their lives.
They did.
Even when we were little kids, we had the family vacation and then the parent vacation.
How smart is that?
And even if they went to New York City from, you know, our house, it was 30 minutes away. But they would go rent a hotel room for one night and then go to a Broadway show, go eat dinner.
Brilliant.
Stay one night and then come home, get
so
the kids.
So smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Isn't that great?
I love it also when... Yeah, you can have a great nanny or a great babysitter, but I love it too when the kids get to go to the grandmother's house, anybody mm-hmm. in the family like that.
That's right.
Because that shows them, you know, well, grandparents are the connection to your history,
That's right.
Past. But anybody in the family, that reinforces everything for them. That's so great. What a great
awesome.
Idea.
It's awesome, yeah. We're going to take a little break if... Haciel will take us out a minute because we have our sponsors to answer to. And we're going to come back and finish this article about Kevin Bacon. Okay, so you're listening to Home Sweet Home. You're with Leslie Lovell, Linda Piana, and we're going out. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Ciao.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word 3, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com. That's the word three to get your free sample of Velocity today. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Cravat, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home.
Getting the most for your decorating dollars. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, you're back at Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda, and we were talking about what makes my marriage so strong, and the article was about Kevin Bacon, and he did an interview with Courtney Pelletieri in Good Housekeeping magazine February 2013. Mm-hmm.
And her one comment was, Kira Sedgwick, you are one lucky wife.
Yes, Kira Sedgwick. I know.
That was her comment.
Too cute. He said number five was, I secretly renovated our bathroom. I don't know how the heck he pulled that off. She must have been out of town.
No, she was working on that TV program.
Oh, that's what happened. I don't know who could do that if they weren't a star, right? Okay. And surprised her with a giant bathtub that she really loves. So that's nice.
That's
and
cute.
And then number six, Lynn, you want to take that one?
That's funny. There, he said there was a lot of espionage.
Yeah, crazy. That makes it fun.
And then he also says, we've had candlelit family dinners since the kids were little. It's our time to share one another's company, no electronics. It's become very important to us and to them as well.
Right. Yeah, that's cute. You know, the thing about these electronics, let me tell you something. I think it's gross when someone invites you to lunch and then they talk on the phone or they say, excuse me, I have to take this call. You know what? Don't go to lunch with me then. I'm sorry. I'm going to say I'm going to be mad right now because I don't want to go to lunch with you and watch you talk on the phone. Shut your darn phone off for an hour, you know?
Everywhere I go, people are texting or looking at their iPads.
Yeah, it's like, am I even important, right? Do you feel unimportant when they do that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And wherever I go, for example, I go to the pool every morning, and before the girls get in the pool, they have to check their text messages.
Please.
And, you know, it's all that kind of a focus. I think it separates us, so I don't like it. I like it to the extent that you can get in touch, but not at a lunch. You are correct, not at a family dinner.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's rude. And I did meet a girlfriend once for lunch a couple of years ago, and she didn't even order before she was up and out the door. I ate my whole lunch alone. I was seething. I didn't say anything to her, and I should have. But I was like, you know what? I didn't have to come here today to meet you for lunch. You know, I didn't have to come. And then, you know, when she asked me again, I just wasn't that receptive. I was like,
wow.
You know what? I don't really want to do this again.
Someone should tell her.
Yeah, I know. It's not nice. Did I ever tell you that story about Andre's restaurant that used to be downtown? He's now at the Andre Rocher. He's mm-hmm. at the Monte Carlo. He's got a restaurant. And he's got Good. One Alize at the top of the Palm now.
He does?
Yeah, it's
wow,
beautiful.
That's great.
What a view. P.S. A few years ago, I went out with someone, and we sat in Andre's, and it was a very little, beautiful little, kind of a French country restaurant mm-hmm. downtown. He had it there for almost 25 years, I think.
Right.
But he closed that location. Too bad. It was a little sleeper, mm-hmm. and the food was amazing. So we get there, and it's early. We were one of the first people, like at 6 o'clock, and we sat in this lovely little kind of nook. They sat a couple across from us, and the girl in the couple called her girlfriend and was reading the entire menu to her girlfriend. I'm like, are you serious or delirious? So I called the waiter over and I said, look, you have to move us because I can't do it anymore. I mean, I've listened to half the menu now and it's bothering us. You know, we're trying to talk. And so he moved us to the back of the restaurant in a very quiet corner. And I said, do you really have to do that? Or can't you just take a menu home with you and show your friend when you get home? I mean, are you with your date?
Who knows what it was all about? Who knows? That's crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it, to do that kind of stuff?
Trying to make her jealous.
Who knows? I mean, it's like, well, why are you even doing that? Anyway, before we go on to this beautiful kitchen that we found that you could see on our Facebook page, there's a little article in this, also in this Good Housekeeping February 2013 article about hanging out in groups or with other couples occasionally, as opposed to being by yourselves as a couple all the time. And they said, find a Fred and Ethel, like from I Love Lucy.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute. It says, hanging out in a group helps you appreciate qualities in your spouse that you may have stopped noticing, like the generosity of a person or quick-wittedness of a person. So add a Fred and an Ethel to your Lucy and Ricky routine. You'll turn up the fun and the heat in your twosome. And that was written by Marnie Soman. I think that's good advice because I like going out with other couples. We have a lot of fun usually. If we're compatible, you know, we all like this, you know, similar thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right?
I happen to like once in a while playing dominoes, actually Mexican train dominoes. And it's not fun with just two people. It's fun with four people.
I agree. Even when you play another game, like if you play Monopoly or you
exactly.
play, you know, an old game that we've been playing for years, mm-hmm. it's always fun to play word games and charades, which we've been doing for
a
years,
lot more
with
fun.
A lot of people because it's hilarious. You know, you have a lot of fun, and the more wine you drink, the more fun you have. So.
That's right.
So Twister's not a good idea. Over 40, not good.
I don't like
no,
that
No, I've
one.
Tried that once, and I almost broke a hip, so.
You were taking it too seriously.
I was playing with some kids. Okay. Friends of mine had some kids, and they said, oh, Aunt Leslie, we need to play Twister. I'm like, okay, forget about that.
For one thing, you have to have on the right clothing.
Yeah, no dresses, right? You gotta have jeans on or something. Too cute. Anyway, this kitchen I love because, that you will see, this kitchen is from Better Homes and Gardens, and the issue is April 2013,
great.
And it's on page 32.
And it's on
and
Facebook.
33. It's on Facebook.
Good.
Home Sweet Home Radio. And it shows a kitchen renovation with, instead of top cabinets, they use shelving for storing dishes and recipe books, et cetera, et cetera. And those are dishes they use every day. Mm-hmm. So they have wine glasses there. They have dishes, a bowl. They have a scale, some, you know, plates, just flat plates that you would use for dinner plates. So you will save a lot of money by just doing some shelves with corbels that hold up the shelves. Now, what you want to make sure of, because you're putting heavy plates on there, is that whoever puts these up has got to go into some studs on the wall. Otherwise, you're going to have crashing dishes
absolutely.
And glasses,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So make sure you find the studs, anchor everything that way.
And what are these called?
Corbels.
Corbel.
C-O-R-B-E-L-S, okay. Like shelf brackets.
Yes.
They're called corbels.
What the shelf rests on.
Right, what the shelf rests on.
It's and lovely.
Isn't it nice?
Mm-hmm. Very soothing. It's all white.
Yeah, it's all white. And you could do a colored wall behind that, which actually would look better because it's just a white wall, white cabinets on, you know, white wall. And I'm not too particular crazy about white, but
mm-hmm. But for some people, it's very restful.
Yeah, for some people, it's good. But the countertops are black, and they look good with that stark white kind of feel, right?
Great.
Pretty, huh? So I thought that was nice to look at. And then this one thing that is so hot. There's a on the website, on our Facebook page, you're going to see a tool that is a Wagner Paint Smart tool, and it's the roller with a built-in paint tray.
And that, now you're cooking.
Now you're cooking.
Whoa,
with gas, baby.
That's what I need.
These are some smart people, because no more pans for paint, and you have to pour it in there. And this is right a tube right in the handle of the roller.
Can you tell that, how it works?
I don't see how it works, but it just tells you, and I'm sure you can go to Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, Spray Tech, T-E-C-H.com, and find out about how you can use that, and you will save yourself a nightmare of headaches painting a room if you do it yourself.
Oh, I see. So, it says battery-operated pump. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? I mean, how
just in time, because I was just going to start painting.
You are? Well, you need to check this out, Linda.
I need to.
So it's the Wagner Spray Tech.
I see that.
Yeah, you need to go online and read about it and how much it might, you know, be. I don't know how much it costs, but it sure is a wonderful idea for especially women that paint. You know, we're not that big.
Can you imagine how all the mess it'll eliminate?
Yeah, it's like ridiculous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a Lucy and Ricky episode where the pump goes over time and then it sprays everything and the carpet too.
Well, that could happen. That could happen. I usually wind up in those situations. One time I vacuumed a whole roll of toilet paper before I shut the vacuum up. I was like,
funny.
Why didn't I just shut it off? I'm trying to pull the paper away
That's
from the
vacuum.
Funny. Thank you. Hello.
And it was really good quality and it didn't pull off. That's funny.
I'm like, why didn't I just shut it off? I'm
See?
Oh, sometimes
in everyday conversation, I wouldn't have known that from you, and you have to tell me on the radio, but that's very funny.
And once I baked my steam iron in the oven.
You baked it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very original.
I used to have cats, right, and they would jump up on things when the iron was hot, and I didn't know where to put it, so I put it in the oven because I figured it'll cool off in there, and then when it's done cooling off, I'll take it out and put it away.
That's funny.
P.S. I turned the oven on because I was going to bake something, and
that's
hilarious. What is that smell?
So funny. I would not want to smell it.
It was gross. It smelled like real, like rubbery or something really, really disgusting. I mean, like
caustic.
It was plastic.
That's
gross.
Funny.
It's crazy.
But
I
anyway,
put it
you
in
learned
the refrigerator,
a lesson.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't
that's
the
funny.
Fridge have been a better idea?
Yes.
It would have cooled off quicker, right? Hello. That's another, you know, goofy thing, please. I'll write a book on
that's
some,
funny.
Someday on all the goofy stuff.
What not
stuff.
To do.
What not to do, right? We could all
lessons I've learned.
Yeah. Over the years. Never do this.
That's funny.
Don't run with scissors.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, we only have 3 minutes left, but we found a chicken marsala recipe that's also posted, and that was from allrecipes.com.
Okay.
Okay. So I just got this in the mail, and I said, look at this cute little, wonderful little chicken marsala recipe. It looks very easy.
And it's always delicious.
Yeah. It has flour, salt, oregano, black pepper, butter, boneless chicken breast halves, olive oil, mushrooms, marsala wine, and cooking cherry. Couldn't be easier. So, you know, if you like marsala, and they have a little broccoli and wedge potatoes with it. Looks good. So look it up on allrecipes.com.
It's making me hungry.
Isn't that good? That's a lovely little meal. Okay, so we're going to close out because Haysale tells us we only have probably 1 minute left. Oh, we're going. We're going. Okay, we'll see you next Wednesday, 2 o'clock. Home sweet home, and you have a great week, and happy Easter and happy Passover.
Yes, we'll keep you posted and be in touch.
Okay, have a great one.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show, every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also, remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
VegasHotspots.com presents the Hothead Happy Hour with your host, Brett Feinstein. Hey, that's me. Join us every Friday night from 7 to 8 for an hour of the best advice you can ever get about the Las Vegas nightlife and entertainment scene. And you can even call in to voice your very own opinions. We are Las Vegas's number one resource for partying VIP. VegasHotspots.com. We know Vegas. Now, we want to know you.
Hi, I'm Leonard Wright, Money Doctor with the AICPA.
And I'm Jason A. Thomas, Tax Partner and Business Advisor with Fair Anderson & Langerman.
And I'm Scott Taylor, Shareholder with PBTK.com.
We are Financial Fridays, a unique and powerful show dedicated to your success. Does anybody give a damn about you? Financial Fridays announces a brand new Money Doctor app. We give a damn. Cue us up because we care. Search Leonard Wright, CPA PFS.
For a link to your 401k plan, investments, tools to make wise financial decisions, and financial resources for doctors, attorneys, individuals, and business owners, just press a button and we are right there to serve.
For business strategies, tax strategies, or to book us at your next event, call Scott Taylor, Jason A. Thomas, or Leonard Wright and book the Financial Fridays team. You have your own business and financial hotline straight to us.
Make it your New Year's resolution to download the Leonard Wright CPA PFS app for Financial Fridays.
If you miss our live show, download the iTunes podcast under Financial Fridays.
The shows are also available at pbtk.com each week.
Financial Fridays, tools for financial success, 3 p.m. every Friday.
Hi, this is the Cabman. Join myself and
Mike McGee, your host for Behind the Wheel. This is the show that's dedicated to all of the hardworking women and men in the transportation industry like you. And of course, our show is brought to you by Sapphire's Gentlemen's Club, 3025 Industrial Road, where they're presenting their new $10 million swimming pool and day club. That's right, suntan lotion and tiny bikinis. All this and more at Sapphire's Gentlemen's Club.
The rectal tube can be a bit frightful, but the colonic is so delightful. So lay back, relax, and deep breathe, and let it go, let it go, let it go.
This Tuesday morning at 9, it's Detox and More for Your Health with Donna. Brought to you by Las Vegas Colon Hydrotherapy School and Clinic. It's Detox and More for Your Health with Donna. Tuesday morning at 9.
Hi, this is Jake.
And I'm Dad. Get our take on what's hot in the world of sports.
We'll be on from 6 to 8 p.m. every Sunday, and you can hear my dad try to keep up with my superior sports knowledge.
Really, Jake? We're getting started with that already?
Dad, don't forget whose name comes first.
Yeah, well, don't forget who came first, son.
Okay, Brian.
Here we go. So tune in every Sunday night and get our take on what's hot in the world of sports. Celebrity guests, special features, and we'll have plenty of things to give away.
The Jake and Dad Show, only on KLAV, the talk of Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Vandana Chima of Exit Realty Platinum Group. Join Brandon Roberts and I every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. for our show, Real Estate Exposed, the Exit Realty Radio Show, where we discuss all things real estate, including foreclosures, short sales, loan modification, credit restoration, how to buy at the auction, and much, much more. Listen every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. to Real Estate Exposed on KLAV 1230 a.m.
Looking for inspiration? Or wonder if God is really there to help you in every time of need? If so, tune in and find answers on the Christian Science Sentinel Radio Edition. Hear people testify to the power of prayer and God's ever-presence. That's Sentinel Radio. Tune in for the good news.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sunday mornings, 8:30, only here on KLAV.
If you're a man who needs to lose up to 30 pounds or more, we have an important free offer for you. Sensa needs you to help us reach our goal of helping men lose 2 million pounds of unwanted weight. That's why we're giving away as many free 30-day trials of Cinsa for Men as we can in the next 24 hours. If you're ready to lose weight and help us reach our 2 million pound goal, call for your free trial. But hurry, every 15 seconds, someone says yes to Cinsa. So free trials are disappearing fast. To guarantee yours, call now. 1-800-923-6975. In a six-month study, one of the largest of its kind ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Cinsa for Men. Now, you can too. The demand has been overwhelming. If you want to lose up to 30 pounds or more, call now for your free trial. 1-800-923-6975. Strict limit of one per household. Again, that's 1-800-923-6975.
1-800-923-6975. You're listening to KLAV.
That's one of my favorite activities, you know.
KLAV Las Vegas.
Turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.
The talk of Las Vegas.
Make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
1230 a.m.